Good evening. This week's parasha is a double one, the parasha of Bahar and Bechokotai. And with your permission, we will look together at the very beginning of the parasha of Bechokotai, which has become a especially significant and important pasuk. The pasuk reads, if you have a sheet, it's at the top of your sheet. If you don't have a sheet, you have to listen. The pasuk says, Im b'chukotai teilechu, vet mitzvotai tishmeru, vasitem otam. First, there are like two phrases that are the same. The first is, Im b'chukotai teilechu. If you go in accordance with my chukim, with my decrees. The second phrase, Vet mitzvotai tishmeru, and you will keep watch over the mitzvot, the commandments in the Torah, in mitzvotai tishmeru. And then the third clause is vasitem otam. So we have two and one. First clause is about chukim, the second clause is about mitzvot, and the third clause is vasitem otam, you should do them. I guess the chukim and the mitzvot. The chukim and the mitzvot. The second problem in the pasuk is we understand at mitzvotai tishmeru. The Torah says many times that we have an obligation to watch over the mitzvot, to care for them, to take care for them. But what exactly is im b'chukotai teilechu? What exactly does that mean? So this pasuk was given a kind of a full body treatment by Rashi. And Rashi said about this pasuk the following. Im b'chukotai teilechu, so if you'll go according to my degrees, Rashi said, yechol zeh kiyum ha-mitzvot, maybe that phrase is about kiyum ha-mitzvot. One might be able to think that this refers to the commandments. But then the pasuk goes on and says, v'et mitzvotai tishmeru, watch my mitzvot carefully. So that's about keeping the mitzvot. Ha-mani mekayem, Rashi says. What is the point of saying, im b'chukotai teilechu? It was the way Rashi sets it up. Et mitzvotai tishmeru is simple, straightforward, understandable. But the phrase im b'chukotai teilechu, well, that's left sort of hanging. Like, what does that refer to? So Rashi answers the question in a way, I mean, from Chazal, of course, in a way that has caught our attention for generations. Shetiyu ameilim b'Torah, that you should labor in the Torah. The Torah is difficult. The Torah is demands conviction. The Torah doesn't easily let you in and make you a partner. But the Torah, after all, is a text that has to be learned, has to be understood. And the only way to do that is if you could be called laboring in the Torah. So according to Rashi, there's a new idea about Talmud Torah. It's not just that you have to learn the Torah because you have to know the Torah. It's not that you learn the Torah because you have to know the mitzvot of the Torah. Not that and not that. You learn the Torah because you know how difficult it is. How difficult and how hard you have to labor to get in, to become part of that Talmud Torah. And that's what Rashi taught us. Rashi taught us that it's not a race where only the good ones, good people, maintain their connection to the Torah. It's not that kind of a race. But everybody has to be part of the Talmud Torah. Has to be part of Talmud Torah. And even though it's difficult, then you have to be amelim batorah. Amelim batorah, we have to labor with learning the Torah. It's not an easy matter. And that's something that just anybody can take up. It's difficult. You have to put your mind to it. You have to keep at it. That's called laboring batorah. Called laboring batorah. I wanted to just, if I may, learn with you the words of Rav Natan, that profound student of Rav Nachman of Bratslav, who wrote an interesting work called Likutei Halachot. He, Rav Nachman, wrote the Likutei Halachot. And what the Likutei Halachot is an attempt to combine, you have to find the Torah of Rav Nachman, the lectures that he gave, complicated though they may be, with the halachot of the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, that book, Likutei Halachot, is organized in the manner of the Shulchan Aruch. So when you open the book, you get a title straight from the Shulchan Aruch, like Hilchot Tzitzit, or in our case, Hilchot Talmud Torah. You get that title, and then you start reading it. It has Talmud Torah in it, but also the Torah of Rav Nachman of Bratslav. So let's try to do that. So the second side of the sheet. Second side of the sheet, we'll try to learn together the words of Rav Natan. He says, it's okay, nasuli kabel sachar, ali muda Torah. We all know that that's true. That today, Nebuch, the people who teach, they can't do anything else. So they have no way of earning a living because they're teaching or there's nothing else available. So today we made a kula. We allow teachers to retain a salary, but the Shulchan Aruch says that teachers should not get paid. Alimud HaTorah. Ki tzarich la'mol b'Torah b'yegi'a g'dolai. But you're not supposed to go for shortcuts. You have to go to somebody who knows a lot of Torah and say to him, tell me something interesting. You have to get through it. You have to go through it and work. And that's called Amal Batorah, the Yigia Gudola, with great effort and enterprise. Kimosha Amru Rabotenu Zichronam Lebracha, just as our great rabbinic leaders said, Adam on the Pasuk, Adam Ki Yamut Ba'ol, a person who dies in a tent, Ein HaTorah Mitkayemet, Ela B'misha Meimit Atzmo Aleha. That Torah is, the existence of Torah is dependent upon students of Torah who are willing to die for it, either figuratively or literally, willing to die for it. Like we know that the Asara Haruge Malchut, the ten who were killed by, and we read on Yom HaKippurim, and we know it from Slichot Tisha B'Av. This was an ideal, that if somebody wanted to stop you from learning Torah, you did everything you could to maintain your position, no compromises. Uchemosha Katuv. And furthermore, it is written in the Torah, Im B'chukotai Teilecho, that's our Pasuk. Al menat she'tiyah me'lim b'Torah, in order that you should be, that you should concern yourself in the manner of laboring in the Torah. Laboring in the Torah means you really have to work hard. You have to put in the effort. Amelim daika. It's like a very carefully chosen word. V'ikar ha'amal. V'yigiyah she'tzuchim la'amod l'yageya harbe b'Torah. U'rak b'shvil l'varer esek ha'Torah. Che'yiyeh ha'limud l'shma. He says the reason that the Torah is singled out as being something that you learn with great labor, with great enterprise, right? Tzarich la'amol l'yageya. Harbe b'Torah, you have to do that a lot. Rat b'shvil levarer, in order to clarify, eisek haTorah, what is the involvement that we have with Torah, right? That's the bracha that we make when on Talmud Torah. Shekshanu zotzibanu laasok b'divrei Torah, to have this part of our enterprise. Sheyet Talmud lishma, that the limud, that the learning, should be for the sake of God. Lasot nachad ruach liyotzro yitbarach, in order to give God the pleasure of having His creations learning Torah. Velo yeli mudoch asu shalom b'shvil to elet atzva. He's not learning for himself. Lehit yaher, in order to kind of show off. The kanter, to have critical. Chasri shalom. Lo yaseh matara litgadel, but he should make it into a crown to give himself a greatness. Behem velo kardom lachpor, but these are all things that appear in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. All these things appear that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't that. Well, you should learn Torah because that's what you're supposed to do. Lech porba. V'ikar ha'yigi'a v'amal b'shat ha'limud urak b'torah shebal peh. And here Rav Nachman says that where do you do this amal b'torah? Where do you make this where do you have this enterprise? That's only in the oral Torah. Kibelimud chumash ein tzuchim lehityageh. When you learn chumash, Torah shebichtav, the written Torah, you don't have to work so hard. Yikara yigia v'hamal urak shebetorah shebal peh, that it's only in Torah shebal peh, in like the Talmud, that you really get to the level of working at it, of really working hard. Ki belimud chumash ein tzrichim litiyageh kol kach. When you learn chumash, you don't have to be so worn down. Ikare giya v'amal hu rak b'torah shebal peh, v'zeo machmat shebetorah shebal peh, shechidei shatana o eze tzadik b'chreach, yesh ba b'chinat smola shayam uchrach atana lipol b'shat amirat torato le'eze shkia daka kidei lanshich parnasa kanal. So that he distinguishes what we call Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh? In terms of what we are talking about, Torah Shebichtav is fixed. It has a formula. It has words and sentences and paragraphs, and they're all fixed. You can't move them. You can't change. That's Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebal Peh only exists in our understanding of it. I mean, it's true that today, for whatever reasons in history, we've decided to print the text of Torah Shebal Peh. But in this conceptual manner, Torah Shebal Peh doesn't exist as a text. It just exists as a tradition of understanding. And that tradition of understanding can always be clarified, can always be added to. And people who study Torah Shebal Peh, they feel it. They feel very much, oh, they want to say something. They want to indicate something. So Torah Shebal Peh is radically different than Torah Shebichtav, because Torah Shebichtav is fixed, and nobody expects you to learn the Torah Shebichtav and change it and make it better. So basically what you're doing, not basically, but in reality, what you're doing is you're just Torah Shebichtav, you're just repeating it. You know, if you have a good memory, you have to repeat it once or twice. If you have a poorer memory, you might have to repeat it more often. But that's what you're going to do. You're going to repeat the Torah Shebichtav, you're going to repeat it until you know it. But when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, you create it. You create, there's no stopping you. There's nothing that can hold you back for making Torah Sheval Peh, making Torah Sheval Peh. So the Rav Nachman, Rav Nosson says, you know, this idea of Amelus Batorah, this idea that we have to work really hard, right? We have to labor in Torah learning. That idea applies to Torah Shebe'al Peh and not to Torah Shebichtav. And I hope that I've explained what the difference between these two things is. Rav Nosson goes on and he says, I'm on, I'll tell you where I am, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 10 or 11, 10th or 11th line, Shaya Muchrachatana, Lipol b'shat amirat Torato, leizeh shkiyat ha'dakah. So if the Tana starts talking about the Torah and he makes a little bit of a mistake, kidei l'hamshich parnasah kanal, asher misham nimshach b'chinat mashma'ut shel uposhi mikashlu bo kanal, u'machmat zeh kol mi sherotze la'asok b'Torah be'emet, ולזכות לכתרה של תורה, לזכות על ידי התורה לחיי העולם, להתדבק בקונו אשר זה תכלית עסק התורה הקדושה. Who צריך, here, you see this line? Who צריך, a person wants to use the Torah as a stepping stone to the better life, to the next world, to connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, who צריך? Lityagei has to work, toil very hard in the Torah, be'esek haTorah shebal peh, in order to be involved with the oral Torah, ulachnia bechinat achizat uposhim yikashluba. He has to fight off his inclination to do something in a simple way. Dehainu amachshavot shel gasut upniyot v'harmimiyut. Gasut is things that are not smooth. Things where you look aside at other kinds of enterprise. Where armimiyut is cunning. Thank you, Miriam. But armimiyut is cunning. Sherodef acharei machshavto. He runs after whatever thoughts come into his head. Verotzim la'atot libam min ha'emet chas v'shalom. So this is the eternal fight. It's not just a war between simple learning and toiling in learning, but there's a fight about you personally. You know where you want to place yourself. What you want to be involved with. Lasok b'Torah b'shvil kavod b'gasut b'shvil sheyit karei Rabbi. These are all quotes from Perkei Avot and the Gemara. B'shvil sheyye Rav, b'shvil sheyye Rav be'ez kihila o moreh horah. I know he wants a job. That's why he's learning Torah. O liyot b'fursam. He wants to be famous. V'lomar Torah. That he wants to speak before the assemblage in Su'udash Lishit, in Shul, Ulhanhig Ha'olam, Ulhanhig Ha'olam, he will lead the entire world, Ulharbot Kavod Kenahug Achshav, V'chayotzei Be'elu HaPniyot, V'ashtutim HaRabim, V'habilbulim, Sheyesh lahalomdim b'sha'at oskam b'Torah sheba'al peh. So here you have a theme which he picks up from Rabbi Nachman, and he says that you know it's not just the people who don't want to learn Torah or the people who want to cheat in learning Torah, but even the people who look like they're really doing it, they know how to do that. They know how to look like they're doing it, but they're not for real. They're not for real. So he says, Labot kavod kenahug. One second. Haynu amachshavot shel gasut that we did. Rashtutim, Dishat Iskam Batarash Valpeh. Kol Zeh Nimshach, Mishkiya Daka. All this is connected to a very, very a slight mistake. Shahaya La Tzadik Bisha'at Itgalut Torah. The Tzadik, when he came out and he said the Torah the novel Torah that was his, Shahaya Muchrach Lipol Ba Bishvil Lamshich Parnasah, he fell into that novel kind of Torah in order to earn a living. La'olam kanal, al kein tzrichim yigiyah gedolah. He has to work very hard. Ha'inu l'shuv b'tshuva shleima al kol ma'asav ha'ra'im u'litameitz b'kol oz l'hachnia u'l'haskil kol elu ha'machshavot ra'ot l'vakesh v'Hashem yitbarach sheyizkeh sheyeh limudo l'hashchina. So you see that if you don't learn and toil in learning, if you don't work hard to advance, so you're denying what you were charged to do by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're denying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, Kina, Lahashchina, Dainu Shiasuk, Zasuk Batara Bishvil, Hashem Yitbarach, Betorasha Baalpe. Ki Baemet, Gam Hayigia, Vaamal, Shel Halomdim, Shamelim Batara, Kain, Livarer Hasugia, Valachal Mechonah. There's all these people are working hard in order to clarify what the Torah wants of us. It's not an easy thing. It's not just about learning things that everybody knows. It's not about getting a list of do's and don'ts and following that. But Talmud Torah is about the creation of the Torah itself. He says, "Lebarer sugeva chalchal mechona lasuchi shmaita aliba dehilchita." That's what we're always in the same. There's always a new question. There's always a new idea. There's always something that has to be clarified. Gam zeh nimshach rak mizeh mibchinat hashkiyah hanal shehi bchinat smola shemisham achizat uposhim yikashlu ba. So the Rav Nachman is simply trying to tell us that this pasuk in the Torah, right, in Michukotai Pelechu, doesn't mean that you have a choice. Because if you don't take the choice of learning the Torah, if you don't take the choice of being with the Torah, so that means that you're being conquered by the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara does that to you. And if it's the Yetzer Hara does that to you, so then you're in a bad position. You're not just not good, but you're actually bad. That's what Rav Nachman tells us. Asuki Shmai Daliba the Hilchasong. We're now, I'd say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like 10 lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line comes Zenim Shach, Rak Mizeh, Mishinat Hashkia Hanal Shehi Bishinat Smola. That's the left. That's where the Yetzer Hara is to be found. Shemisham Achizat Poshim Yikashluba. That's where the bad guys are. Shemisham achizat haklipot. That's where the klipot, the unexpected, the undisclosed, the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehei motz v'teven achofim al halacha. They're like waste products that cover up the halacha. Shemisham nimshachim kol hakushiyot v'kol hakvedot v'kol b'chinat motz v'teven shebahalacha. So again, the real creative part of this statement, besides the fact that he's quoting, of course, he's quoting the Mishnah, and he's quoting the Gemara, and he's talking about how important it is to learn Torah, he makes this critical distinction between learning and Talmud Torah. Learning, you can learn anything. You can learn anything, because what learning means is you learn how to do it. You learn to know what everybody else knows already. you catch up on lab work with those who've done it already. What you're basically doing is learning what has been learned. You're thinking about what has been thought. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing when you learn something. But the Nachman wants you to understand that Talmud Torah is different. It's not about learning something. It's not about learning. Not about learning how to be a car mechanic, or how to fix your computer, or even learning history, physics, mathematics, all the things where you learn things that people know. This Talmud Torah is about learning things that nobody knows. And that's a tremendous effort to learn Torah Sheba'al Peh and to create the Torah, to create what it is we have to think, what we have to do, how we have to understand things. That's all in this section of Rav Natan. So we go back to our Pasuk. The Pasuk, according to Rashi, the simple part of the Pasuk is Et Mitzvotai Tishmeru. Et Mitzvotai Tishmeru means you have to know how to do the mitzvot. You know how to do the mitzvot. You can watch the mitzvot, though we all know that. There are different opinions. There are different opinions about whether women have to learn Torah. I don't know if that's really true, but if women have a problem with learning Torah, because we know that women in the morning they say Birkat HaTorah. They're actually saying Birkat HaTorah about something. So either women are obliged to learn Torah as a part of spiritual development, but not obligatory daily. Right? You could say that. You could say that women, or you could say that the women are equally obliged to develop themselves. What does the Smag in the introduction, the Smag says, that women have to know how to do mitzvot. And it may be that once people thought that the women would just hang around in at the house and watch their mothers and everything will be all right, but it turned out that we noticed that the women didn't, the mothers didn't always know what was going on exactly. This is what the story that the Lubavitcher Rebbe taught the Belzer Rebbe, told the Belzer Rebbe when the Belzer Rebbe asked about women learning Torah. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said there was a time people thought that women didn't have to learn Torah because they got it all from their mothers. But today we know that that's not true. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said. There are a lot of women who grow up and never learn properly. And so they certainly have to be taught. And it makes sense that since we don't know who these women are exactly, we teach everybody. So that the creation of the Torah, which is a very special kind of spiritual level, creation of the Torah itself, as you clarify, when you clarify what the Torah Sheba'al Peh says, then you can say about yourself, I've created the Torah. I've done something. The Ramban says that quite clearly when he's talking about the Nesiim, talking about the Kohanim, Aaron HaKohen, the beginning of Ba'al Oscha. Remember, the beginning of Ba'al Oscha, which we'll come to pretty soon, I think. The beginning of Ba'al Oscha says that Aaron HaKohen cried when they lit the candles in the Beit HaMikdash. So why did he cry? So Aaron HaKohen said he would cry because the Nesiim gave sacrifices, and he didn't. So Ramban asked the question, maybe he didn't. He was involved with all the sacrifices. He was the Kohen. They were Leviim, Nesiim. But they weren't the Kohanim were bringing the Korban. So what was it that he was so unhappy about? He, Aaron HaKohen, what was he so unhappy about? So the way the Ramban explains it, it's a discussion for another time, but the way the Ramban explains it, the children of Aaron, the descendants of Aaron, came to the Beit HaMikdash. And they saw that the Nesiim created Torah. What Torah did they create? That's something you have to ask me about on another occasion. The Nesiim created Torah. And Aaron did not. And so Aaron cried. But this idea is very strongly entrenched in our tradition of understanding. That Torah is not just something you receive, not something that you simply place in its proper box, in its order, in the way it was given. But in fact, the Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh is always being created and reestablished and remade by the descendants of Aaron HaKohen. And not only the descendants, but certainly the descendants of Aaron HaKohen accepted the obligation im b'chukotai telecha. So we have to understand that Talmud Torah, on the one hand, has a pragmatic side to it. I mean, if you don't know the Torah, how are you going to keep the Torah? But it has another side to it. And that is, we keep Torah Shebaal Peh because we create it. We create the Torah Shebaal Peh, we ask a new question and give a new answer. And if that answer is accepted and accepted by all, so we've created Torah. We have created Torah, and that's what we are doing. Okay, I wanted to mention again that this shiur is in memory of Yosef Hirsch, Zichrono Livracha, by his loving family. I've said several times that Yosef Hirsch was a student in Yeshivat HaMishkan, and he was a special young man, and we were all devastated by his loss. He was committed to helping the Jewish people. And it's a rare thing for young people embarking on life, to say something of that magnitude. Committed to the Jewish people. That was Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, Dehei Nafsho Tzrura, Bitzro HaChayim.